Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started, we want to make sure everyone checks out the blog at divaofdoul.com. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives. We have a Facebook page, Diva Days of Our Lives, and we're also on iTunes. And you can check us out here at Blog Talk Radio, where all our shows are archived and all our interviews are here. We have the Diva with us tonight. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
And Causey Hooch Anna has a personal thing that she's at tonight, so I don't know if she'll be calling in or not or be able to make it. So we'll have to see. And also a shout out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They can call in any time if they want. I haven't heard from them for a while. Also be sure to follow at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kiltrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So did you get to watch all the whole week? Have you been watching or?
Yeah, I watched everything. I kind of flip flopped a couple episodes though. You know, when you get a chance to watch something live and then watch the date. I think I watched Friday live and Thursday. I watched after Friday, but. Yeah, I got to watch everything this week.
Yeah, it's been, I have to admit, it's been a lot better, you know, the stories and kind of did. And you know, I guess we can start with the who shot Andre, or killed Andre, not shot Andre, who killed Andre. I guess I don't know how long that'll, I think that's going to go pretty long. I mean, they're going to go in and out with all these different suspects, I guess.
I still think it's Abigail, because
that's a good guess.
Yeah, that nightmare, Abigail's over his body, and he says to her, it was, and then Chet's waking her up and saying, Abigail. So if you fill in the whole sentence, the whole sentence is, it was Abigail. So I thought that was a huge tell it was her. So
right, and then we have now somebody dressed up as Gabby, although they think it's Gabby.
Well, that's
but if you look
too,
at that
was,
thing.
It was definitely not Gabby in the video. It was definitely someone dressed
right.
up as her. I mean, it wasn't even close to being her. But we know that Abigail knew that Gabby did not take her coat. Her coat was still at the DeMira building. So Abby knows that Gabby's coat was still there. So she would be the only person who would have known that. So she could have easily got Gabby's thing. I can't remember if Gabby had wigs in her Gabby Chic office or not.
I don't know, but she probably did. I don't know. One time, I think she was showing things on like a long table, and I think there were shoes and wigs and dresses and everything. So yeah, I think she did. So
yeah. I'm still going with Abby. And, of course, she's been getting away with it, but Marcy's still filming. So,
yeah. So if you think about it, of all the suspects, of course, Abigail really isn't a suspect. So it's who's the one that would be the most shocking? Who's the one that he would never think? And she would fit into that category. But then I've seen speculations out there, if it is her, something about her mental illness comes back, and this is maybe how she can be, if it is her, like a split personality, is it a split personality, or it's like there are two, and then so I heard somebody say split personality, and the other one's going to have an affair with Stefan. You know what I mean? But then you can say, like, well, yeah, she cheated on Chad, but she can kind of be redeemed from that if they say it's her split personality. Because remember back in the day, I think Kim had one. Didn't Kim have like a, they did a story about Kim having a split personality. I mean, I've just heard different rumors.
Yeah, and that whole too, that was the whole about psychology and split personalities, multiple personalities. That old stuff has actually been debunked since then. I mean, it's not possible to have a split personality. It's that was all kind of based on one person trying to sell books, basically. Like Sybil. Sybil was completely made up. They made the whole story up. So, but the thing is, though, Abby's not acting like she has a split personality. She's acting like Abby. So, you know, and she, and before the murder, she was acting like Abby. So, you know, if her split personality did it, then where's the split personality been since then? So I just don't think it's a very good defense.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if there was an argument and she did it on purpose, if it was an accident or how it all goes down. So we're probably going to see that all in flashbacks and different things, I am thinking. But of course, now at first it was Anna, and I guess they got her out, and then Hattie could be a suspect, and Vivian and Stefan. But now they've arrested Gabby, and she's swearing that she didn't do it. And if you look at, and then I've heard other things on there saying that it was Tony. Tony dressed up like Gabby, that it was Tony
killed him. I actually thought maybe too. Well, the thing is, too, we know Andre has dressed up as a woman before.
Right.
It's not out of the possibility. Kind of thinking, too, since Andre faked Abigail's death so she could mentally recover, maybe Abigail and Andre in cahoots to fake his death.
That's a possibility, too. If they ever want to bring Kayo back, they could do that.
Yeah, to bring back Vivian and Stefan, and maybe they faked his death to try to, you know, get it on them, too. So I actually kind of thought of that. I actually thought that would be a pretty cool ending if those two spots fake their deaths.
Let's hope that that's where Ron's going with this. I don't know, you know. And they, but who knows? And that's what people are hoping. If Teo would come back, that it was either Andre faked his death or Tony will come back.
Yeah.
Or both. Maybe they'll both show up. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, that's possible too. But it is. I mean, it is makes for a good. Whodunit. It's just that I hated that they chose Andre. There was, you know, other ones they could have chose, but anyway. So I don't know how long that'll go on. I'm thinking it's going to go on for a while. I don't know. So is there anything more with that? I don't know if we missed anything different with going on with that.
No, that's about it. I can't really think of anything else
that was on this week that was anything more than just now. The big thing was Gabby getting arrested, and then little Ariana was with Sonny. Sonny was watching her, and I guess he's supposed to be here. We saw Justin a little bit signing the divorce. He wants to sign the divorce papers, but Justin said some kind of freak thing might bring Will's memory back. So then we pan to the whole John shooting Will. What do you think about that? Of course, you know, that's...
So I thought maybe, because it doesn't make any sense why John's poisoning Steve. I thought maybe there's something wrong with Steve. John's giving him, is supposed to help him, but he's just doing it on the fly. But it sounds like the ISA actually ordered him to kill Steve. So, which is kind of weird because you don't know why. And they mentioned some woman, I hear it was Pamela or something, was their boss. So I don't know if this Pamela person is going to show up or they're going to find out maybe the ISA was corrupted or something. Just, you know, there's no reason to kill off Steve. And he's not a liability. So I didn't quite do that. And the weird thing, too, was the one guy told John just to get done with already and stop making Steve suffer. That was an interesting way of putting it. Instead of, you know, poison him so slowly that he's suffering, just to, you know, be done with it already. And I have to say, too, the scenes where Steve collapses in the hospital, Marlena is there with Kayla. It was just, Marlena to me was acting kind of weird. It seemed to me Marlena didn't seem concerned at all about Steve. Like, she seemed like she wasn't surprised. But then
she knows something.
I think so. But then she seemed really concerned that John wasn't there. Like, instead of being concerned about Steve, whether or not he was dying, she was more concerned that she couldn't get a hold of John on the phone. So I don't know, maybe it was just the way Deidre played it, maybe I misinterpreted it. I just got the impression Marlena knew what was going on with Steve and she didn't care, and she was more concerned about John. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why the ISA wants to take Steve out or whatever, but then we know Billy's coming. Billy's coming on. She's supposed to be a cleaner-upper or something, or cleaner-up for the ISA, so I don't know. Of course, we have Will and Paul overhearing John and that guy talking, so they know what's going on, and Will confronts John and tells him he knows what's going on. John pulls a gun on him, takes him to the Demira crypt, and so he puts his cell phone on when Paul's calling him, so Paul knows what's going on. Paul follows him there, and we hear these gunshots, like John kills or shoots Will, and then Paul goes in and it's not like he shoots Paul then. But we know that cannot be. You know that's not gonna. And I've also, there was something in soap, actually the Soap Opera Digest that I have that's, I think somehow it's going to be where John's just pretending that he shot that, so that guy thinks that he shot them, but he really didn't. And then he kind of turns the tables on that guy. So, I mean, that's, you know, I know they make you try to think that, but anybody that knows that, I don't think they're going to just bring Will back to kill him again.
That'd be weird.
And have John kill Paul.
Yeah,
it'd be weird. And then to have John.
We thought that about Andre, too.
Oh, well. But you know what? Yeah. Anytime Teo comes back, like, okay, Teo's coming back, give him a year or two. Somehow they're going to find some way to kill him off. It's just, it just happens all the time.
Yes.
It's just different ways of killing him.
Teo, if you're listening, put in a no-kill contract. You can do it. I've heard other actors do it. Put in a no-kill contract.
If you get another contract, exactly, somehow, to say, this, you know, I'll come back, but...
Yeah, I've heard some of the General Hospital veterans actually do that. Is there, you know, because sometimes they feel like, oh, well, it's a short-term stint. It doesn't occur to them. They're being brought back just to be killed off. So they actually do put in their contracts that you cannot kill off my character. So.
Yeah. Well, after about 8 or 9 times now, I think like the 9 lives, you know, a cat has 9 lives. I think Andre and Teo has used them all up now. So I'm pretty sure.
I
just have to stop and add them up.
Oh, gosh.
Whether it's Andre or Tony.
But Andre actually got a funeral. That was something else. I wasn't expecting a funeral.
It was kind of a circus of one. Kind of started kind
it was
of funny,
funny
you know.
Though.
It was funny, yeah. It was with Vivian and his hand plopped, you know, he fell out of the coffin or the casket onto Vivian. So, and the whole Vivian, you know, she said, "What is it with me in coffins?"
Yeah, so funny.
So they brought that up. And Hattie, So that was
a pretty funny funeral.
Yeah, it was. At least he got one. I mean, before I don't think he got any kind of funeral. It was just like you dies in the hospital and that was another thing. I think we discussed that last week when Tony died. When they kept saying that Andre was responsible. Andre was not responsible for Tony's death. Andre was gone and supposedly dead. And I don't understand that. I don't know why they, other than they just, it was just Hattie's just trying to get Anna to believe it. And Anna's just believing it. But Anna should have known how Tony died. She was there. I mean, she was around at that time. So,
Hattie admitted she made it up.
Yeah, because it was in this Soap Opera Digest. It was like a flashback thing, and it explained how Philip, and it was the whole Kyriakos Demare feud, and how he kind of shoved or pushed Tony, and he tripped and fell, and that stake went through his chest, landed it on the pier. So staying off the pier is another thing, too. Everybody, things happen on the pier, too. So, but anyway, So hopefully we'll see Tony back. I don't know. What was the other story? Okay, we had the John and Paul and Steve. I guess we talked about that.
The Lonnie story. Actually, I think it's just now
the
getting
Lonnie
good.
Story.
Valerie found out. Yeah, then it started getting good. But Valerie was trolling her pretty good this week.
I enjoyed
that.
Yeah, she kind of, and she made more or less Lonnie went and told Eli, but then she wanted Eli to go along with it. She she told him, but then said, okay, well, let's just keep the secret and let JJ realize it. And he went and told his mother that. So he's, deciding. And I think, did it end the other day with it looked like Lonnie might tell JJ? I don't know if that's going to happen, but kind of she said she had something to tell him.
Yeah, I don't know if that was going to happen, but JJ did ask A for his permission to propose to Lonnie, so I think the proposal is going to come first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll say, oh, no, let me say something first, and then he'll propose, and she won't be able to tell him because he'll be so happy again. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like the idea of this baby storyline because I kind of didn't care about any of these couples. But now it's actually starting to get interesting. So at the same time, too, I'm going to be really upset for JJ because he's just so into this baby. But but I think all the fallout when Gabby and JJ find out that Lonnie and Eli slept together and didn't tell them. And I think that Lonnie knew all along it wasn't JJ. I think the fallout from this is going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of like, and at first I didn't like Lonnie that too much, but that character's kind of grown on me. And the actress, too. I think she's doing a pretty good job. And who doesn't like Eli? I mean, he's just eye candy for one thing. And what did you think about the Eve and Brady date? Did you see that?
Well, I was kind of laughing because them relaunching Bella is a stupid idea. They came from Brady because if you haven't noticed the current climate, magazines are going by the wayside. I mean, magazines are just not a way to make money anymore. Because basically everybody's moving online. Yeah, there's no point of having a magazine when everybody can read your stuff online. So that's a pretty dumb idea on Brady's part anyway. And then basically kind of rehashing the whole fresh face storyline.
Right.
And this time with Claire. You know, I think that's a good idea.
But don't
but,
you think
I mean,
Sierra is going to enter that? And that's another thing that they're going to be competing, of course, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I'm tired of...
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm tired of Sierra and Claire fighting. I mean, they're fighting over a guy that's not even there. It's so stupid.
I know. Well, soon they're going to be fighting over Tripp, who is there. That's where that's going.
And he's cute, so they should be fighting over him.
Yeah, sooner or later, Sierra's going to realize, and then Claire's going to realize, and then they're both going to be wanting him. So,
yeah, they need more people in that age group. They can't just have three people in their early 20s on the show. It just it's mm-hmm. not going to work. So that's boring. They need to, you know, it's some bring T back or bringing who the guy was stealing the drugs, bring him back. I mean, they need something to, you know, need another girl in there. You can't have a story with 20-year-olds and there's only three. So, and I don't
right.
still understand why they got rid of Theo.
Theo.
Oh, I don't know.
There's something
no
more. I see somebody writing about that. There's something more to that. Like, why did he get let go? I think he got let
right.
go. I don't think he wanted to leave. I don't think he left because he, you know, wanted to. I think he was let go for, I have no idea why, but it's kind of odd.
Yeah, he was let go, and he even spoiled his ending because he videotaped the monitor, and Claire was talking about him leaving to go get treatment, and then Lonnie came in and said she was pregnant. So the Lonnie storyline was spoiled 6 months ago. Because Kyler Prentice taped the scenes they shot and put it on Instagram or something.
But there's sounds like a little bitterness there.
I don't understand what the point was of writing him off the show. It didn't make any sense. Because he had an interesting storyline. You know, he has a girlfriend. He has a girl that he always had a crush on and wants him back. And he's a Demira, so he has a Demira storyline going on, plus, you know, he's a carver. So he was very well connected, you know. He's more connected
And they
than
took
Trevor,
that whole
really.
Autism, the whole
yeah,
autism,
the autism thing
out of there, too, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was something different and had never been on there before, so I don't know. But I'm thinking, I don't know if there was something with the actor or something. Will they bring Theo back with somebody new after a while, like they did Sierra? I don't know. I don't know if that's the intention. You know, because they didn't kill him off. He didn't die.
No.
He's just away somewhere. So I look for him probably to be back after a while. I don't know. So, and they did mention that he's over there with his grandmother, so I'm thinking that's Celeste. Or something,
yeah.
Which would be nice.
They said
Brandon.
And Brandon.
Brandon.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. So well, those characters, whatever come back on. They keep bringing people back. You know, Carrie's
mm-hmm.
been back. Now Billy's coming back. I don't know if Austin is or not. I don't know.
No Austin.
And Austin and Carrie have a child, right? But we've never seen that.
Yeah.
Child, right? Am I right?
Yeah,
is it a boy?
I
don't even know if there's a name. Is there a name?
Yeah, it was Noah, I think it was. But Carrie hasn't even mentioned the baby this past time she's been there.
Okay.
So that was kind of odd. I think she would have mentioned her son at least once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if she would have brought her son with her. We could have seen him. But, no.
Yeah, it's just like they haven't really developed that, you know, or even how old he is. I'm waiting sometime for what's his name, Johnny and Sydney and them, Allie, to come back. Like maybe they'll come back as 20-year-olds. I don't know. Although they shouldn't be
That's
that old
the thing,
by now.
Though. I can't see the show bringing them back without Sammy. I don't think they would ever let those kids come back without Sammy, even though Lucas is the father of Allie. So they could always have Allie come back without her other siblings. But, you know, I don't know.
they would be
the next ones to be Soros'd.
So. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And do you think that they'll have Sammy come back pregnant with Rafe's baby? That's always a possibility.
Yeah, I could see that. But the thing is, with Allison not coming back full time, I don't see the point of Sammy being pregnant.
Right.
Because
Rafe has
no
children. You know, that's one thing.
Right. That's the only reason to do it. At the same time, too, what's the point of him having a kid if he's if Sandy's going to just take that baby and run, and, you know, he's not going to be able to raise it. So, so I can't imagine Sammy leaving one of her kids with Rafe. But the thing is, too, we don't need it. There's so many people who know about Rafe cheating on Hope. They don't need a pregnancy story. Because Sarah's going to, actually, Claire's going to find out soon. So I think Sarah or Tripp finally tell her. Claire was eavesdropping and heard Sarah tell Tripp, thank you for keeping my secret. And last person needs to know about this is Claire. And Claire asked Tripp later, and he didn't say anything, but I think I read somewhere he eventually does tell her. So there's enough people that know that we don't need another Sammy baby, especially when Sammy's already had four kids. I think she's kind of done.
So how do you think Hope's going to find out? They have all this because they're planning their wedding now, and Sierra's a little still upset because now I think she got the invitation or whatever. So, and there's that whole thing with the ring and Will. So that's another possibility. So something's going to – because, you know, sooner or later, Hope's going to – either that or Hope's going to find out right at the wedding. Maybe this will be another wedding that doesn't go off. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. And I'm glad Sierra brought up she was this whole wedding thing is kind of reminding her of Hope marrying Aiden, and Aiden tried to kill her that night. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of would flash through your mind. I don't know how it wouldn't. Because I know they were kept saying, oh, well, you know, Hope didn't want to marry again because of Belle. But really, I think, you know, it could be because of Aiden. What a fiasco that was. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think this wedding is going to happen.
No, I don't know. They're still, boy, they're still forcing Hope and Rafe down our throats. That still hasn't gone away. And it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been forever. But they've been trying to get them together. So, what's that? I'm going to bring in, I think, Jen's here. Bring her on.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Good night.
Hi.
Good night.
So what do you think?
I'm wondering if the person who killed Andre, I mean, there's so many suspects. I mean, if they go way back, I mean, I don't want it to be this. It could be Roman.
Huh.
No. Why do you say
Roman's
that?
Got motive after the way Andre tried to frame him.
Hmm.
I mean,
frame him for what?
For what? Yeah, I'm trying to think.
The serial rapist in the early 80s.
Oh, geez, that's
okay. Yeah, that's, I see what you mean,
Yeah, revenge is a dish served cold.
Oh, that's right, because Andre had a Roman mask.
Yep.
And that was Andre back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when Andre and Tony were on at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that was a good storyline. I enjoyed that one, for sure.
Yeah.
You never know. I still say it's going to be somebody you wouldn't think. You know, it's never who's the most obvious.
Yeah. Could be John.
Yeah, John's acting kind of weird lately.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with him. No.
And I know Will is her father, but I'm sorry. Sonny should have custody of that little girl. Him and Gabby.
Oh, yeah. Him and Gabby, yeah. Yeah, Sonny is good with her, yeah.
Yeah,
but I guess Will really isn't as much because he really doesn't right now. He doesn't remember her, so
it's like
I'm thinking sooner or later he's going to get that memory back. I'm thinking, so.
But this is the first time I've liked Sonny in a while.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he does light up when Ari's around.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Now I'm kind of liking Paul and Will.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of growing on me a little bit because I did like Paul and Sonny. together.
I like Paul and Sonny better, but it's like Sonny's got to grow up.
And I did always like Sonny and Will, too. You know, so. Yeah.
So
what do you think about Eve and Brady?
Could be.
Yeah. They're both playing each other, so you think they're both going to fall for each other at the same time? Or is Brady going to get hurt again? Of course, we have, I guess, Teresa coming back, so that's going to be a whole new... Yeah.
I still want Eve and Lucas. That will drive Kate crazy.
Oh, yeah. Lucas hasn't been on for a while.
I know.
I haven't seen Lucas, Still upset he didn't get that nomination, too.
Me, too.
Yeah. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of the Anna and Hattie going at it? In the police station.
Oh, yeah. In the police station.
Yep.
Yeah. They were good. Yeah. I enjoy Anna. I'm enjoying Anna and Roman, too. They're kind of...
I love them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Deidre better as Hattie.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think most people... I think everybody does. It's obvious. I mean, yeah. Love Hattie. You know, I don't know. Marlene is just... And I'm sure Deidre and Hattie's just so much more fun to play.
Oh, definitely.
Anymore. She's been Marlena like forever.
Yep.
But this Marlena is so different than the Marlena though, back in the 80s.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, and yeah. So different when she was with Wayne Northrop's Roman.
Yeah.
Than she is now with John. So.
Yeah. I like her and Wayne Northrop better than I like her and Drake Hoganson together.
Yeah. Yeah, her and Wayne were really good together.
Yeah. It's like he got a raw deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think of the ISA, what's going on with John?
I don't get it. Unless Drew is involved somehow, and he's
Who?
Going bad. Drew.
Drew. Oh, is that Shane's brother?
Yeah, because Drew and Steve did not get along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like the ISA wants to take him out, but I wouldn't know why. I don't know if it has to go back with the whole Ava thing. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Or with the Stefano thing.
Or the Stefano thing, yeah, because he knows Stefano's really dead. Him and Shane. And I guess, does Drew know? Yeah.
I don't know if Drew knew.
Okay, but Shane and Steve are the ones that set
did
that
it.
Up. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yep. Are there any more comebacks besides Billy that we know of?
Any more besides Billy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Karen, I don't know. I haven't. I'm trying to think. Well, I know Teresa, and she hasn't been back yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know when she's coming back. Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're hoping for Tony to come back. That would be.
Yep.
We don't know that for sure. We're just hoping for that.
I'll take Shane
or Andre.
And Kim.
Yeah. Well, you never know when they'll pop up, though. Maybe with Teresa coming back, you know, you might see them.
You know.
And I wonder if they'll ever have Joey come back.
Yeah. I mean, they could bring on so many people in the younger age group, like Andrew, Donovan, they could bring back. They could bring back Abe's nephew, Benji. It's like, there's people they could bring on for the 20-something crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, tend to forget some of them.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because Jonah was raising a kid with his girlfriend when he left.
Who was that?
Benji.
Oh, Jonah's Benji. Oh, okay. No, is Benji supposed to be dead? Benji's dead, right? The last week.
Benji. There was
another.
In the 90s, Jonah was raising him with his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember that. Okay, I was thinking the other Benji, Stefano's son. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Andre killed him.
Yeah, Andre, yeah. Andre. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything we missed? I'm trying to think. Those were basically the storyline, the ones. There's just maybe three of those four going on.
Yeah,
I think we covered everything that was going on this week. And I don't know, did anybody see any spoilers for next week?
I didn't.
What's going on next week? Okay, I didn't either, I don't think. Other than Billy's coming back next week.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what's going on with that, you know, Lonnie and JJ and all that. I'm sure there'll be more about that, so.
Yeah. I like Lonnie in this storyline.
You like her in this storyline?
Yeah, she's Abe's daughter, you know. You expect honesty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, don't do this. But the actress is doing really good.
Yeah, she is. She's doing a good job.
Yeah.
So. Well, I don't really have anything else. I don't know. Do you think we've covered everything?
Yep.
Unless you have something else?
I don't.
No? Carrie, do you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Oh, okay. That was I think most of the storyline says they must have just dwelled on those basically three or four storylines this week. So, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone have a nice Valentine's Day.
You guys too.
I guess that's coming. You
too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Night.